Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am so glad that you can join us today as we recognize difference makers in our communities. We share stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. You have been following for a very long time, most of you, and you have heard some special guests on the show. And today I have a very special guest, Mr. Jerry Mathers, who played the Beaver on Leave It to Beaver. My daughter, Cora, says she's Jerry's number one fan, so she was very excited to have him on the show today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jerry Mathers.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's a pleasure to be on it.
You are coming to Birmingham, Alabama, and just to explain how this conversation happened, me and my wife and daughter were watching Leave It to Beaver, and I asked my wife, I said, what if I had Jerry Mathers on the Mark White Show? And she thought that would be cool, and Cora thought that would be cool. And so she looked up your website, and she saw where you were going to be at the World of Wheels on February the 4th in Birmingham, Alabama, just about an hour and a half down the road from where we live. And that's how we decided to have you join us on the show today, because you were going to be so close to our home.
Well, thank you. It's very nice. I'll probably have a good time. There's a lot of nice people down there.
Have you been to Birmingham before?
A while back I was. That was probably maybe even a year or so ago. But I would do a lot of car shows and different things where I get to go out and meet all the fans and sign autographs and pictures for them. So it's really nice. And the people were always saying, I never thought I'd meet you. And I'm thinking, I never thought I'd meet you either, but I did.
One of the things that I found interesting is you are in the radio business too, because you have filled in and you've had a radio program. You've been a DJ. I thought that was all really interesting that you've done this.
Yeah, it was fun. I like working on the radio. It's so much fun that you can go out and basically talk to people. And I played records on a lot of the things I did. So it's a fun job. You know, a lot of people have asked me to come on to their shows, especially radio people. So it's fun. I go in, and since I'm a licensed DJ, I can go in and even run their boards for them.
Have you had the opportunity through those programs, I guess what I'm getting at, with type 2 diabetes, and I know that that's a mission that you're on to help people that are battling type 2 diabetes. Is that something you've been able to address through the programs that you've been on?
Yes, you know, and it's diet and exercise, so it's not real hard. It's not like it's something that, you know, something that you have to go out and really, you have to work at it, but it is something that a lot of people have, and I had it. I didn't even know I had it, but I had been basically living a good life and eating way too much food, and I got a little overweight, and I got a lot overweight, and suddenly I had type 2 diabetes.
In October of last year, I was 271 pounds, and I had been diagnosed as pre-diabetic myself, and I started walking every day, and I walked this morning about 4 miles, and I've dropped about 25 pounds and pulled myself out of the pre-diabetic realm, and I feel a lot better after exercising, but it took taking that initiative to do it, because I know that's a hard step for people if that's not a lifestyle, to decide to go out and get some exercise in.
Absolutely. That's the whole thing of it, that, you know, people say, well, I think I'm fine. Well, a lot of times you're not fine, especially if you're not doing any exercise and eating a lot of food. And a lot of people are, you know, you look around you and there are a lot of people that are very overweight. Some are just a little overweight, but, you know, it's something that your body just can't, if you have it, you have it.
And you've been willing to speak around the country as people have asked you to come to different events to speak on this subject, correct?
Very, very much so. You know, a lot of people who do have it are just, you know, really afraid to tell anybody or anything about it. But, you know, I didn't really know anything about it until all of a sudden when I went to the doctor and he said, you know, you have type 2 diabetes. And I went, what? What is that? I had no idea even what it was. And he explained it to me, and I realized that, yes, I did. But if I hadn't have gone to that doctor at that time, I probably wouldn't be here today.
And tied to that, a lot of people who are type 2 diabetics, like my own dad, he had to take metformin, and he had to take other prescription medicines. And I know that something you worked on back in 2010 was the prescription assistance program to try to help those who were struggling financially to be able to have medicines for free or nearly free. And I find that a very important mission as well.
Yes, absolutely. You know, a lot of people just don't realize, especially when they have it, that they do. And when they do, they just say, well, I feel fine. But they don't realize it's the kind of thing that you may feel fine, but your body isn't feeling fine.
You know, one of the things that obviously we're going to talk about is being the beaver. And you're like, is this guy ever going to get to me being the beaver? But I like to ask questions and other subjects after people have stopped. Say the beaver went for the seasons that it did, 234 episodes, but there was life after the program. And I know that that's a big part of your life, but obviously you've had some things that you were involved in after that, that, you know, we can recognize. And who was it early on in your life, Jerry, that was important, a figure for you to be the person that you are?
Well, of course, my parents. I mean, I got very lucky. I had a very a great family. I'm the oldest, so, you know, I have my brothers and sisters that are also, you know, part of our family. So, I've had a very, very good luck in that life, and I was very, very lucky to have it.
I thought it was funny that the producers, from what I understood, that you said you would rather be at a Cub Scout meeting than be on the program, and they liked your attitude so much so that they put you on there, so you had to miss your Cub Scout meeting anyway.
Yep, that's true. When we were doing the show, you know, it was an interview that went on for about, not with me the whole time, about a month, and they had all sorts of kids in there, and they wanted an All-American boy, and they met me, and they liked me, and what I did was the right thing. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of nice people. That's, you know, been a real nice thing that I've had all my life since I started being the beaver.
Was it something, because I know that you started at 2 years old with the pet condensed milk commercial with Ed Wynn, and then you had other things that you were involved in before being the beaver, but was it something by 9 years old that you were interested in doing, or you preferred to do something else, or did your parents, they were encouraging you to go this route?
Well, my parents obviously were encouraging me because it was, you know, something that I liked to do, and it was fun. And, you know, I was there. There were all these people there, a lot of men that were like lighting people, the camera people. You know, there was about probably 40 to 50 people behind the camera. So it was a lot of fun, and I had a lot of good friends, and, you know, it was just a good time.
From what I understand, too, Barbara Billingsley became a very close person in your life throughout the years before she passed away. One of my listeners was asking about her personality, the type of person she was outside of the role, because she appeared to be a very sweet individual.
She was even sweeter in real life. So it was, you know, she was just a very, very good actress. But one of the things that I liked about her was that she never let people kind of trample on her. She knew what she was doing. She knew what kind of show Leave It to Beaver was. And she kept me and Tony Dow and all the other kids on the show pretty much in line, because you didn't want to mess around with Barbara.
So it was very professional set then.
Oh yeah. I mean, we would go 2 days a week. We would read the thing on Monday. Tuesday, we would go through it on the set itself, and they'd decide all the different angles and things they were going to do. And then the next 3 days we would actually film it. And then we'd go out on the weekend and do whatever we had to do. We'd come back the next weekday and start it all over again.
Remembering lines, that seems a difficult thing to me. I remember just a few months ago, I was singing in the local community, and I had to have the words in front of me, Jerry, just to be able to remember the song. And as a 9-year-old, you were able to remember your words at length and be able to do these scenes without any trouble. Did it come easy for you to remember lines?
It was, but I guess I just didn't realize that, you know, it was a lot of hard work. My mom would read them to me, because obviously a lot of them I couldn't even read. And so we'd go through each of the scenes that I had. And I'd do my lines, and she'd do all the rest of them. But, you know, it was just something that I didn't realize was that hard to do, because it was something that I just did so easily, and everybody was so happy that I did it that I said, well, this is easy. I can go do it some more.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Jerry Mathers, the Beaver, on Leave It to Beaver. Glad to have Jerry. He's going to be at the World of Wheels on February the 4th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., and we hope that you can make that event to be able to meet Jerry in person, get an autograph. And if you'll stick with me, Jerry, we'll have one more conversation in another segment, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at hydrationl.com. That's hydration, the letter L.com. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, as we have a very special guest, Mr. Jerry Mathers, who played the Beaver on Leave It to Beaver, but so much more. We've talked about type 2 diabetes. We've talked about his work with helping people with prescription medications, prescription assistance program, those who are financially struggling. Those are important to him. Jerry, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be back. Thank you for inviting me again.
Absolutely. And you have a big influence, as I think about the recognition around the world when people see you, that gives you a unique ability to be able to do some things to recognize special organizations and efforts out there because you can use your name and people listen. What are some other organizations that you've really believed in throughout your life?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of things, but it's just interesting to understand that, you know, when I go places, people just think that I'm the Beaver and they don't realize that I'm Jerry Mathers and he's a different person than the Beaver, and that all the things that the Beaver was doing were things that were written by writers. It was a very, very good show. People still watch it and enjoy it, and I've had a great time doing it.
And what was the job that you did? I saw that you went into another career. What type of work did you go into the workforce?
Well, I was in real estate, and I was taking people around and showing them houses, and then I became a banker. And that was fun. I was an operations officer for one of the largest banks in the Los Angeles area. So I've done a lot of different things in my life. And, you know, being the Beaver helped me a lot with those things. And people would come up to me and say, oh, wait a minute, aren't you Jerry Mathers? Why are you my banker now? And I'd say, well, if that's what I'm doing now.
Well, one thing I wanted to do was to thank you for your military service. I did not serve in the military, but I served as a police officer domestically for several departments in Alabama, and I wanted to thank you for you serving our country.
Well, same to you if you've done that too. So you know that it's something that you can do for your country, and it was something that I had actually kind of a good time doing. I met a lot of nice people and had a good time when I was in the service.
You know, we lost Tony Dow last year to cancer, and that was a very difficult loss, I'm sure, for that young man. It struck me as a very special, unique individual, and I know that you were close through the years with Tony, and he had to battle cancer, and of course, we have people here on the Mark White Show that are battling cancer right now. As a matter of fact, I want to mention Stacy Wolf. She's battling breast cancer. And she started the Stacy Wolf Breast Cancer Foundation. She's under hospice care now. She doesn't know how much longer she has. But in the time that we have, this life, we don't have very long, but making a difference has always been important for my show, and to share efforts and have messages of encouragement to people. And I would like for you to share an encouraging message maybe to those who are struggling with a serious health issue or other challenges in their life. Could you do that?
Well, I think I can. I mean, it's hard when you have something that, you know, when your body is not in tune with you, it's something that you have to go and maybe do things that you don't want to do, take some of the medicines or whatever. But, you know, life is good. And if you don't do those things, you won't have a life.
I have personally battled depression myself, and I found out last night a young man who had kidney head foundation. His father had kidney disease, and he had it as well. He took his life in December, and it's just heartbreaking to me that we lost Bryson Burks to suicide. And I know a lot of people have different issues and different battles that they struggle with, and that's something obviously that I want to show concern for people and show that somebody cares about them, that there is hope out there in life, and to not give up, don't quit.
You have to stay positive. You know, if you do have something that's kind of a miss, then you have to sit it and go around it and do whatever you can, you know, to be a regular person. But sometimes that's not something you can do, but it's a terrible thing. And that's what happens to some people.
As I mentioned, you're going to be at the World of Wheels in Birmingham, February the 4th, and actually this program is going to run on Sunday morning, and I hope people will make plans in the few hours that they have to go to World of Wheels and be there from 12 to 3 p.m. What kind of lines do you have at these events that people want to get the autographs? Do they need to get there super early to make sure they get in line?
Well, I don't know about super early, but, you know, there are a lot of people that come, and if you're there a little earlier, you won't have to wait. Sometimes we have long lines, but, you know, it's pretty easy. People come up and they just ask me to slide their name. They have a question about the show or something that they've seen on it. And I give them their autograph, and we have a good time, and they go on and we take photos with them and chat. And it's a fun day for me, and I'm sure it's a fun day for them. I hope, anyway.
You being at the World of Wheels reminds me of the episode that poor Beaver won a sports car that he wasn't able to keep. The $3,500 sports car.
A Ferrari.
I wonder what that car would be worth today. I felt so bad.
A lot more than that, even in those days.
I felt so bad for Beaver. He didn't get to keep the car. Dad didn't let him keep it.
Yeah, well, I can understand that myself, especially having kids of my own.
Right. Well, I've enjoyed this conversation with you, Jerry, and I look forward to meeting you in person in Birmingham. And your number one fan, as she says, my daughter Cora White. She's 10 years old. She hopes to get to meet you as well.
Well, we'll get a picture with her, too, so she'll have be able to go back to school and show the picture, and everybody will know that she knows me.
Oh, absolutely. Jerry, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today and joining me, and I appreciate the conversation, the topics that we've talked about, and I hope you've enjoyed yourself, too.
I certainly did, Mark. Thank you very much for letting me be on.
JerryMathers.com. Go to JerryMathers.com and you can find out more information about Jerry. Also, to get his DVDs and books and autographed pictures, what is that website too for the merchandise, Jerry?
It's JerryMathersBeaverMerch.com.
Excellent. All right, Jerry, thank you for your time today. I appreciate you, buddy.
It was fun. Thank you very much.
And thank Teresa too.
Hi.
She's right here.
Hi, Mark. You did such a great job. Thank you for your research.
Oh, thank you. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama. When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
Ah, these are my kind of people.